Hi everyone and welcome to Talk It Out with Rumani. लोग क्या कहेंगे ये तो सुना ही होगा और कभी सोचा भी होगा, तो उन लोगों के कुछ सवाल और उनके सुलझे हुए जवाब इस पॉडकास्ट में एवरी मंडे एंड थर्सडे विद अ न्यू एपिसोड. कुछ कहानियाँ जो अनकही थी और अनसुनी भी, उसको सुनेंगे भी और उसे सीखेंगे भी. Like to invite you to the Talk It Out, so welcome to Talk It Out, and you basically know much about it. So without going in details, I would like to introduce you to our viewers. So she's Shweta. She's a management graduate and she's a life and health certified coach. She's a nutritionist also. So she's been in this field since 18 years and she is specialized in assisting others suffering from anxiety, hypertension, and she helps them overcome the grief. So Shweta, when we talk about health and wellness coach, so I just want to know from you, like, why did you choose to be a health and wellness coach? So is there any story behind this?
Yes, Rumani, there is a story behind this. And firstly, I would like to congratulate you for starting the series Talk It Out. I'm sure it will help many others in their self-awareness journey, which is, you know, the first step to heal and recover from stress and trauma. Much needed in today's world. Thank you, Rumani.
My pleasure.
Regarding my story, yeah, before COVID, I was working as a soft skills trainer. Mm-hmm. Training in batches in classroom settings, and that became monotonous for me. So I was searching a career shift, you know, in as a counselor or as for solo coaching. So that was a professional reason, and then COVID happened. Many people around the world went through, you know, emotional, mental, physical trauma, losing their jobs, losing their close one sitting inside the house. It was frustrating, depressing for many. And I also lost a parent, but that was not because of COVID. I lost my father during COVID due to liver cirrhosis.
Okay.
And it was detected at the last stage. He was 74. And everything happened within 1 month. During COVID, we were not able to visit, you know, hospitals or visit my hometown. So it was a shock for everyone, and that was a drastic change, a big shock for me, because everything happened quickly and I have never heard the word cirrhosis before in my life. So I dig deeper into the reason, like, liver is a storehouse of many emotions, and our previous generation, many of the parents, especially fathers, were not very expressive by nature. They carried emotional baggage.
True.
So I researched a lot about what makes a person happy, what exactly is wellness, how people manage stress, and that you know, that pushed me to enroll for a health and wellness coaching program to learn more about human emotions and it's important to express it.
Today we will try to understand the happiness between emotional and mental stress. Like, we'll try to find out the happiness between that. So starting with that, I'm an emotional person. So as an emotion, does emotion signify as the weak personality or what is it?
I would suggest it's very important. We should not say emotionally weak person. We can replace it with being emotionally expressive.
Okay.
Like we say, na, it's okay for kids to cry. It's okay for boys also to cry. Because those unexpressed emotions will cause further frustration within them, and that might vent out in the form of violence. So it's okay to express our emotions, timing matters with whom you are expressing your emotions or sharing our concerns, that is also important.
Okay. So, is it like you should always cover the feelings, or you should always have that shield over you? Because when nowadays people say we should think practically, not emotionally. So then how to manage that stress? Because you have to vent it out, you have to cry, because crying is also okay, as you said. So crying is also a part of emotion. Showing anger is a part of emotion. So all these are okay, because through this itself we can actually vent out our feelings, like whatever we have in our heart. So we should think practically, or we should think emotionally. So is it okay, you say, to show the emotions like anger? Is it okay?
Firstly, coming to the word practical. So when we say practical, it means feasible, you know, taking decisions, weighing all the pros and cons.
Okay.
So yeah, it depends. It is situation specific. So if we are thinking about our career growth or choosing an educational institute, we'll obviously explore practical options, which is feasible for us. Emotions ka itna role nahi hota tha. Emotions, they play a role in certain conditions. For example, charity work. So we are doing it for our satisfaction.
Okay.
And when you say anger has to be managed. It's okay to get angry, but it should not cause physical harm to others. And if we carry forward the anger, it will cause harm to us also.
Okay.
It's like holding a piece of coal. So either you are throwing it away or you're burning yourself.
Okay, understood. So as an emotion, as already I have asked you this thing actually, so emotion is controllable, because we can hide an emotion and we can sometimes show that, or we can see, let's suppose I'm angry, but I can actually manage the up and down, like itna hi gussa hona hai, itna nahi gussa hona hai. So this I can manage, I can control this feeling. So how about like not controlling it over something? Like, is it because of stress or what it is?
Romani, I didn't get the last few words, it got stuck.
As I was saying, emotion is controllable, because I can control the magnitude of my emotion. Let's suppose I'm angry, I can control the magnitude, like itna hi gussa hona hai, itna nahi hona hai, ye situation pe. So is emotion, I can just reframe the question. So is emotion situation based, or how it is?
Romani, no, our mental and emotional stress increases the way we respond to stress. So stress won't be a straight line for anyone. In any situation, there will be ups and downs, but the way we respond to stress, that will depend determine our overall health. So when you say use the when we can replace the word control with managing emotions.
It's okay
to be disappointed. It's okay to be frustrated if the exams, or if you don't crack an interview. It's okay. But that phase should not carry forward for a long time. We can either take the situation positively, start working again, learning from that experience, or we can just carry forward getting angry at the society, at the government, at the institution, blaming adults around us. Or we can, just like I started the conversation by using the self-awareness word, or we can become self-aware, introspect, why am I getting angry? What happened? What could have been done in a better way? So we have to think internally, and that's how we'll be able to manage our anger and frustration levels.
Okay. So while I was having a talk with you now, so as you are also health and wellness coach, so is our emotion, our stress, depends on the food we take into our system, or like is it, because I have read somewhere like people who consume not non-vegetarians are like have little more anger side in them compared to people who are vegetarian. So is it our food intake decides our emotions? the magnitude Ramani, of our emotion?
Very good question, Ramani. And eating veg or becoming a vegan or dairy free, it's a very debatable topic and has to be dealt very sensitively. But I'll talk about the biology, the science aspect. So it's all about a gut health, which has got thousands of healthy bacteria. So what we feed our tummy and what we feed the bacteria will determine our gut health, and gut health is the second brain of our body.
Okay.
Sends signals. I'm trying to explain a very simple language. It sends signals to our brain, which will affect the hormones levels.
Okay.
All the hormones, serotonin, endorphins, oxytocins. So all these are produced within our body also, some by the pituitary gland, some by the gut. So what we eat, if we eat fresh food, wholesome food, digestion will be better and our overall health improves. Now if we talk about non-veg food, how fresh it is it frozen? And freshness also determines our lethargy, energy levels in the body.
How freshness can just determine the energy level?
It's all about energy cannot be created. It just, it gets transferred from one form to another. So what we say, sattvic is fresh, tamasic is stale food. And all the, if you say bread or frozen food that has been kept for a long time with preservatives or with chemicals. So firstly, those preservative chemicals are entering our body. Also in some cases, there is lots of research going on that in dairy farms, hormones are given to cows to give birth every year so that they can, can give birth to us. So those hormones, those chemicals are entering our body and that affects our energy level. So if we drink fresh juice, we'll feel more energetic as compared to the Tetra Pak juice.
Okay.
Because nutrients will get absorbed. Okay. More nutrients.
Okay. So my food intake depends on my mood. You basically say that.
My food intake affects our mood. Affects our emotional health also and mood also. And our sleep also.
Okay. Yeah, sleep, I guess, let's suppose I'm pretty tired and I had good food, be it any kind of food. We will not discuss about the food which has bacteria or which doesn't have bacteria. But let's suppose I am very tired and I have good food, then I will sleep automatically. So how it affects my sleep at that point of time? Let's suppose I had good frozen meat. I had all the bad things I can consume. I can give it to my tummy. I had everything bad. And then I had a good tiring day, but I get a good sleep. So how it is? Because after a good food, we always have a tendency to sleep, have a good sleep.
Romani, I'll quote some examples. Nowadays, retrenchment, firing spree is going on around the world. So if we think from the male's perspective and from the full-time employee's perspective, people are waking up at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and are not able to sleep throughout the night, thinking continuously whether they will have their jobs or not.
Yes.
Similarly, the case of if we had a very bitter argument with anyone, sometimes people keep on thinking about it, and that affects their sleep. Exam pressure, ask 10th class, 12th class students, board pressure. Are they able to sleep well?
Yeah.
So, it differs from person to person, and it's not necessary that if you have got a very tiring day, you will sleep easily.
Okay.
Because mental stress, agar aapka hai na, those thoughts keep on going in your mind, and that affects the sleep level.
So, when we
relax,
we talk about Yes, I was coming to this point. So when we talk about sleep, it is like, okay, maine 10 baje so gayi, I went to my bed and I closed my eyes at around 10 o'clock and I woke up at somewhere around 8 o'clock. So is it like I slept from 10 to 8 or my body slept for how many hours? So is it something there, like I got peaceful, my body slept, or sometime my mind slept? So there is difference, I guess.
Yeah, it's recommended to sleep for at least, you know, 6 to 8 hours. Okay. And weekend when people sleep more to recharge their batteries. Many adults, you know, many youngsters say that I'm going to sleep till 8, 9 a.m. on Sunday, don't wake me up. Even I've heard mothers talking about it. So, but when you are waking up, you should not feel lethargic. You should feel fresh and look forward to the day.
Okay.
That will determine your happiness level and your enthusiastic level. Because sometimes we do hear people, they have slept throughout the night, but still they don't look forward to get out of the bed and go to work on Monday mornings.
Yes, yes.
So after next day, you should look forward to the new goals which you have planned for.
So ऐसा है क्या कि like हमारा body भी सोता है या हमारा mind भी सोता है? So there is two different things sleep together, like our body and our mind.
Yeah.
Or it is like when we sleep, our whole body, whole system sleeps.
Whole system, like your digestive system keeps on working, and our mind also sleeps. You know, our heart rate also reduces when we are sleeping.
Okay.
So that helps to recharge our battery throughout the night.
Okay.
But if we are having a very heavy meal, the digestive system takes longer to digest food.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that's why it is recommended to have early dinner and
early light dinner. Yes.
Okay. Okay. So yeah. So when you speak about anxiety and depression, as you have helped lots of adults coming through that, so is it anxiety or depression situation based, or it is just because of the competition around us, or anxiety or depression is somewhere inside us, like it's a second body of mind? So is it how it is, like how to differentiate that?
Romani, I would like to correct you here. Wellness coaches deal with anxiety cases, but we are not certified to cure depression patients. Okay, so okay. I'll add a disclaimer here. Wellness coaches are not certified to treat depression cases. Anxiety, emotional, mental stress. Yes.
Yeah. So
now when you,
I spoke about anxiety. I was asking about anxiety.
So anxiety, you know, some people have it since childhood. Stage fear is an example. Exam, facing exam, you know, writing, just putting the pen down. Maths, may if you can remember what happened to, you know, our batchmate. So some people have got that fear and anxiety since childhood. Some, in some cases, people develop when they are growing up. For example, teenager life mein body shaming bahut hoti hai. You know, so.
Yes.
Anxiety towards how are they appearing? Anxiety to crack an interview, to speak in front of people. So there are different type of anxiety. Anxiety over relationships also.
Okay.
Getting panicky before marriage, or you know, family, dealing with family members. So there are various forms of anxiety, and actually this can also be controlled by diet. For example, banana is a very good food which helps to increase the serotonin levels in our body. It is a feel good hormone. And anxiety and anti-anxiety and depression pills mein serotonin is added artificially.
So
what we eat also helps to control your anxiety.
Okay. So is it because as you say, anxiety, so even you have mentioned me that you have worked with overcoming grief also to people. So when we speak about loss, and you must have like I have had my one podcast saying about loss, like how loss can be either make you or break you. So when we speak about overcoming a grief, so is it like somewhere we carry that grief, we speak like, okay, I have forgotten that, I have overcome that, but somewhere we carry that baggage. Is it true?
It's true for me and for many people whom I have talked about. See, no college or no school education will teach you how to overcome grief, what to do if you lose a close family member, a spouse or a parent. So 100 and the period of coming out of grief to a certain person, say 50%, 70%, that also differs from person to person. Some carry out that, some hold that grief till the end of their life. For example, losing a child. Or some, start meeting others within a year. Some take 2-3 years of time. So it also differs from person to person.
Okay.
And when you take, if you start working positively, for example, if you lose someone, then there are people who start charity in that family member's name. Or who start social work. Mm-hmm. So you are trying to help others in any way in remembering that, persons in the name, in the memory of that person.
Yes.
So either people can sit for many, many years, in grief, or they can come out of the shell a little bit trying to help others, because helping others also helping in self-healing.
Yeah, so when we speak about people who come out of that grief easily, so is it like there are two type of people? So one is emotional, one is practical type of people. So is it who are more practical towards life come out of that grief very soon or very easily compared to the person who is emotional?
See, it also depends on the family support, and I would not like to compare it practical versus emotion, because every phase of our life is different. Mm-hmm. Romania, I'm 40, almost 44. I don't know how I will be at the age of 54, whether I'll have, life is so unpredictable. So family support and friend support is needed to assist. It is also needed to help people in overcoming grief. Mm-hmm. So, and it also depends on the stage of our life, the priorities of our life.
So, yeah. So when you speak about managing or finding happiness between emotion and mental stress, so I just want to know, like as you are in wellness coach, so is it like depends on our diet, as we have discussed about it completely, but I just want to see, like I want to understand from your perspective, like how you overcome that grief or how you manage to have that gap between bridge between emotional and mental stress. So do you focus on your gut, or do you focus on your, first you focus on your mental health and then you focus in your guts?
As I told that everyone's life journey is different, everyone nature is different, personality is different. So when you ask me how I did that, there's no one fit solution for all. So how I did that will be different from how others should deal with me. How I overcame grief was that I went into a cocoon for many months. I didn't attend any social gatherings. I had cut off my friends, but my family was there. And last year, I traveled every 2 months, and nature was the best healer for me. So nature and family support helped me out. 2023 started, I decided to move out and interact with enthusiastic and like-minded people. So that's how I try to come out of my cocoon, and this has helped me. And I also studied a lot, appearing for exams and studied a lot. So I was sitting quietly for many hours in a day. That helped me out. Okay, but my journey might not be same for other adults.
Absolutely. Yes.
And regarding what was the second question, Romani?
The second question was as you are in wellness coach, so do you take care of your gut first, or do you take care of mental health first?
Everything is interlinked. Wellness is a journey, and till the end of our life, we have to manage everything. So when we are talking about mental, emotional, physical stress, financial well-being is also important. We have to take out time for that also. Social well-being is also important, interacting with other people, like-minded people apart from our family. So everything has to be managed. Some days 2-3 dimensions of life will be less, other dimensions will be,
we will be,
yes. So everything has to be managed for, and when you might have heard people that I've got everything in life, still I'm not feeling happy. You know, people when they reach 40, 45 years old, money hai, still not happy, pastry party still not happy. That means that spiritual well-being is lacking. What is the purpose of your life?
Okay.
So is there any age
we find the purpose of our life, or it is like for someone it can come around their puberty, or someone in their teenager, or someone in their adulthood? So is there any age we find the purpose of our life? Because nowadays everybody running towards a 9-to-5 job, I don't feel like anyone actually has a purpose towards a life. Like, okay, so everybody has a purpose, like, subah utna hai, 9-to-5 wala job karna hai aur aana hai, fir wahi, matlab, the monotonous life you can understand, and weekends pe again to meet our friend and have a good party. So when you say the purpose of life, so how is it different that, let's suppose my purpose in my life is to earn money, help others. So is it my purpose of life, or something spiritual purpose also is there?
A very good question, Romani. And your spiritual calling, our spiritual calling differs from person to person and age. For example, if you see Baba Ramdev or Narendra Modi or Sadhguru Foundation, now these people were very clear since they were young that what they want to do, that they want to do something for the society, and they have chosen their niche. Many of these people who enter, who have got the spiritual calling since beginning, they don't enter the grihastha ashram. Most of the adults, we have entered the grihastha ashram, and we have to think about financial well-being also, and then our kids are upbringing. So, but still that burning fire is there. Kuch to karna hai different. Now you got your spiritual calling, and you know, forming Talk It Out.
Yes.
Such a young age, one.
Now, thank you.
We are trying to take our time, you know, to work for our passions also, and to contribute in some way to the society. Presently, in modern times, spirituality is no longer linked to religion. It's about what you are here on earth, for what purpose, apart from being a mother, a parent, a daughter, a friend, close friend. What is the purpose of your life, and how can we contribute to the society in a positive way?
True.
And this purpose of life can change every 10, 15, 20 years also.
Okay.
For example, environmentalist. Beech mein suddenly log hai na, environment contribute karna chahte hain. So they have formed a new niche to contribute towards environment protection.
True.
Or animal welfare.
So aapne bola abhi, like, it changes between 10 to 15 years, like every 10 to 15 years it might change. So it might change, as you said. So the purpose, so we all have different purpose in our life. Let's suppose my purpose is to help society. Now it might change after certain years.
Yes, it might.
So
it changed for me.
Okay, COVID, so is it change in my personality? Because when I change, so is it change in my mindset? Because when I change my purpose in life towards life, let's suppose my purpose towards life is to help others. So after 5 to 6 years, my purpose towards life will change. I might become not so sociable person. I might become a helpless person. So is it, I will stop showing gratitude towards life or towards society. So is it change in my mindset, or what it is? Why there is a purpose, change in purpose?
So when you talk about mindset, there are two basic type of mindset, fixed mindset and growth mindset. A fixed mindset, people have that victim nature, you know, victim mindset, blaming everyone. And they are more stagnant in life. They are not enrolling for new courses, or not learning from people to grow in life and to contribute
risk,
more.
Risk taking,
yes. Growth mindset may, people are open to explore new experiences, new options, learning from those experiences if pitfalls happen. That will happen in any, you know, in all the domains of life. Ups and downs will be there. And simultaneously, learning from people and contributing to the society. or the government or the country and the family members.
Yes. So yeah, so we have exceeded our time because it's a Saturday evening. So before ending, I just want to know from you, because you are quite experienced person in life, and so as I'm very pretty young, so I just want to know what has changed our mindset, because when we see my parents, they were spiritual, but their meaning for spirituality is different than the meaning of spirituality now. So what has changed, like what has shifted in this duration, like what do you think about it, because you have a quite a good experience in this?
See, you see the our country growth since independence. So when India got independence, our country became poor. So if we take about grandparents' time, their main motive was just survival. You know, and pehle kids bhi bahut hote the. Our parents might be, you know, one amongst 5-7 siblings.
Yes, true.
So for our grandparents, the priority was कैसे तो भी, यू नो, इतने सारे बच्चों की एजुकेशन हो जाए, एंड रोटी कपड़ा मकान वाज अ प्रायोरिटी व्हेन इंडिया गॉट इंडिपेंडेंस.
यस,
वी वर द लकी वंस टू हैव, यू नो, वन सिबलिंग और सिंगल पेरेंट और टू थ्री सिबलिंग्स. आवर पेरेंट्स और आवर फादर्स एंड, यू नो, पेरेंट्स और फादर्स, दे स्टार्टेड वर्किंग, एंड वी वर सिंस चाइल्डहुड वी वर गिवन, यू नो, दैट प्रेशर वाज देयर, दैट एक्सपेक्टेशन was there, no? Expectation of parents was that we study well and get a job. And they used to save money for a girl's marriage and for the son's education. In lucky families, girls were educated, were also educated till post-graduation at least.
Okay.
So we are a blessed generation. We were not brought up with scarcity so much. And next generation, our kids are more blessed, having, you know, everything. Wo poochte hain and parents give it to them.
True.
So since we don't have, we're not brought up with a big scarcity mindset, we explored our passions, our hobbies. We earned for many years, you know, most of us were given the opportunity to work as women also, and explore our passions. So when you're exploring many things, learning through life, that helps in increasing our growth mindset.
And changing the mindset, yes, I understand. Because when I speak about being spiritual, for my parents, it is only to talk about God or mythology. It's not about something, they know Sadhguru, and I would just say, but they don't follow that because they have Indian Hindu mythology to follow. So their mindset still, because it can't be changed now. But yeah, I understood, like, from where our mindset is. Yes. So that's the
difference. Because they have done a lot for us without Google, without, IT support. If you will remember, our parents line mein jaake electricity ka bill dete the. और सिलेंडर की बुकिंग करने जाते थे, स्कूटर पे जाते थे. सो दे हैव डन लॉट फॉर अस, एंड उस टाइम इतने ऑप्शंस नहीं थे, नो, मोबाइल पे, गूगल पे, ये सब नहीं थे ऑप्शन ना.
या एंड उस टाइम पे ऑनेस्टली द सोशल इंटरेक्शन वाज आल्सो नॉट देयर.
यस.
ओके. So lastly, I just, because while I was talking to you, I was about to finish this, but lastly I got a thought, like saying, when you just spoke about our wellness and mental health depends on both guts, and mental health is interlinked. So I agree on this, because our elder generation, when we spoke about them, their intake was so pure and so natural, because all the things they were taking directly from the farm. So there, they didn't have this mental health issues, depression, anxiety. Obviously, उनको ये सब नहीं होता था. When we speak about our parents, so but when we compare ourselves, even teenagers has anxiety, mental depression because of our food intake. That I could relate. I just wanted to say this.
And also the exposure which we got and our kids are getting. You know, like there's a joke कि ladies थोड़ा तो WhatsApp अपना काम करे. then they will, you know, stop, they will save more time. And comparison on social media, going through reels and getting, you know, tensed up about how others are living and how we are living.
Yeah, so that we sometimes,
you know, too much exposure.
Yes. Sometimes we actually can't differentiate between the real life and real life. What we see in social media is always not true. True. So with this note, I would like to just end this conversation here, and I would love to meet you again and just discuss something more, because as today we had some technical glitch before and I have some time constraint also. No issues. So talking about this, I would love to host you once again and would just want to talk something more about it, because it was an interesting topic and conversation with you, Ahit.
My pleasure, Romani, and thank you.
Okay, see you.
And best of luck.
Okay.
And best of luck to all the participants. I just like to end with two lines, that we have to accept that stress will be in our life. We just should know how to manage it.
Okay. Yeah. So stress is a part of our life.
Is a part of life. No one can escape stress.
True. Okay, fine. With this note, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Romani.
Okay. तो उसी के साथ ये सिलसिला सवालों का और जवाबों का जारी रहेगा. टिल देन स्टे ट्यून्ड और रीच आउट टू अस ऑन आवर इंस्टा पेज, दैट इज talk.itout. आई विल स्पेल दैट फॉर यू, दैट इज talk.itout. और तब तक के लिए हमारे पॉडकास्ट सुनते रहिए.